97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from The New Adventures of Old Christine. You know her from Saturday Night Live. Central New York's own Michaela Watkins is on the phone. Michaela, how are you?
I'm great.
Welcome home. It's weird. It's cool. I had no idea. You know, I saw you on Saturday Night Live. I saw you on The Adventures of Old Christine. You're in the new J-Lo movie, The Backup Plan. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my goodness, she's from Central New York. She's a 315-er.
I'm not just from Central New York. I'm from Syracuse.
I know.
My dad teaches at Syracuse. I grew up in Syracuse. I went to Janesville DeWitt school systems.
Wow.
Like the whole part.
Now, you see, it's funny because you hear about, like, you know, like Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Syracuse University. A lot of the guys from ESPN went to the communication school at Syracuse. But it's not a lot of people that are, like, born around here that, you know, that are doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like the guy who does the voice of SpongeBob is from around here, you know? And so that's awesome. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. So,
a couple different things. Number one, I'm sure you're tired of fielding questions about Saturday Night Live and what happened and blah, 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 blah. That's got to get tiring after a while, I would imagine.
Oh, no, I never, ever get tired of that. No, I'm kidding. I'm saying, I guess it's just that I don't really, I never have a satisfying answer for anybody because I don't know.
Well, no, that's fine. And for the people that don't know, you were on SNL, and then it just all of a sudden, like, hi, your services are no longer needed, and there was no real explanation. It's kind of cleaned house, and I don't think it was fair, and I'm not asking for you to, like, comment, because there is no, like you said, there is no comment.
No,
you know,
it's
kind of happened.
It's one of those things where I just have no regrets. I had a great time. You never really know what anybody's thinking is in sort of a business sense, but in terms of just for me and my own career trajectory, it's like one of those dreams that you have, and then when it happens, you're so amazed, and if it goes away, you kind of go, oh, okay, all right, I didn't think it was going to happen in the first place at this point, so it's all good, as they say.
Absolutely. Well, Michaela, here's the thing. Being on the show is a great springboard,
and this is
exactly what you've done. You don't want to end up being what's his name, the ladies' man. You don't want to be that guy.
No. I mean, I'll take it.
You know, I mean, he's had a solid career, and he's been on TV for, you know, a million years. But you got bigger and better fish to fry, sweetheart.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
I guess I don't want to be rolling around in a wheelchair being like, and my next character, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to do Angie again when I'm 75.
Exactly. Here's Angie Tempora when technology has changed faster than I have. I'm very lucky. Believe me, I have no complaints.
Yeah, we're talking to Michaela Watkins. She's on The New Adventures of Old Christine and the new movie, The Backup Plan, which opens Friday, right?
It opens Friday, and hopefully I can make it to the premiere because I'm shooting a show called Parenthood. I don't know if you've checked that out.
Yeah, that's the one with Lauren Graham in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that show great?
Can I tell you that Lauren Graham is on my list?
Of... people to kiss before.
Well, there's everybody has that celebrity list.
Yeah.
Lauren. Ever since Bad Santa, Lauren Graham's been on the list.
If you ever meet her, you pass.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I would have the stones to be like, "Hi, Lauren Graham, I'm Big Papa, and you're on my list." I don't know if I, like the current list. I don't know if I'd have the stones to do that. So you're filming that. You're doing that now too. That's awesome.
Yeah. What if I find out that you're on her list? Wouldn't that be weird?
Oh my God.
I'd be a match.
Oh.
No, but the movie is opening. It's so it's such a great movie. It is so silly. Believe me, I've seen every single romantic comedy that exists to man.
Right.
Because I'm afraid of flying, and they're the only thing that soothe me and take me to that okay place
with the sky
when I watch them. And I've seen every single one of them, and this one is definitely it's great. It's very romantic. It's very comedic, but it's raw. I mean, it deals with pregnancy and babies, but it's not even a chick flick. Everybody can can get on board with
Absolutely, because there's places where it's kind of gross
and really silly.
Again, we're talking to Michaela Watkins. The Backup Plan opens Friday. Now, the premise of the movie, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer Lopez, her biological clock is ticking, waiting for the right guy. So she goes out and decides to be a little proactive. She gets herself pregnant by artificial means, and then all of a sudden she meets the guy of her dreams.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the whole...
She does, like, everything that people do in romantic comedies, but in the inverted order.
So
and then
still...
I'm her best friend who just tells her not to do it, that I have four kids and broken lady parts, and then it's just it's not a good time. They're broken, like, on screen, right?
They're not broken in real life?
No, I don't have any children in real life.
Okay, all right, that's good. Now,
mine are perfect. They should be in a museum.
Now, Michaela's, they should be in a museum.
My character, Mona, that I play, not so much.
Michaela Watkins, are you online? Do you have a Facebook, a Twitter? Do you have a website or anything?
What is it? This is like you just put someone's name in and you get a million things, right?
Yeah, there's
that. No, I have Twitter. I have a Twitter page, Michaela Watt, MichaelaWatt. And I say, I just come up with very, very quippy little things to say every now and then. So
that's because you're very quippy. I mean, hello.
Yeah. Have you met me?
Yeah, hello. Oh, my God. That's one of my lines.
Really?
Literally, I will say to somebody, have you met you? All right, this is... All right, you're starting to be... You may replace Lauren Graham on my list.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean, wonderful.
Michaela Watkins, the Breakup Plan. It opens on Friday.
Not the Breakup Plan. The Backup Plan.
The Breakup Plan is the sequel.
When you meet me in person.
The Breakup Plan is the sequel.
Exactly.
The Backup Plan opens Friday. We're talking to Michaela Watkins. Now, notoriously, Jennifer Lopez has been known to be like a diva. She got a real bad rap after 9/11. She did like the charity song, but she had like this huge rider where everything had to be in white and stuff like that. How was she on the set?
She was actually amazing. I think motherhood changes people.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have spit up on her and she would have been like, eh. So there's that. I mean, she's very mellow and she's a total pro. I'm telling you, you never wait around for her. She's on set. She's ready. She'll improvise with you. She'll play along. She's got some like very slapsticky, like Lucille Ball moments in this movie. She kind of pulls out the stops, and she was really great. And her butt is real. Yes.
I wasn't even gonna go there, but since you kind of throw that in there, okay, good to know.
100%. No, it's really infuriating. Nobody should have a butt as cute as hers.
Michaela Watkins, The Backup Plan opens Friday in theaters everywhere. One thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Blue.
If you...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
When Harry Met Sally.
Favorite toy as a child?
The Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop. Do you know what that is? You push a thing and clay comes out their heads.
Oh, yeah. It's Play-Doh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Home by the Magnetic Zeros. What's his name? Ed Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Okay. Oh. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Hairy chest.
Really?
Yeah. Is that weird?
No. I have one of those.
Oh, wow. Laying around?
Yeah, well, no. It's attached, but yeah. Oh, boy. If you're going on a road trip, what are your snacks of choice?
Beef jerky, but like the real kind, not Slim Jim.
Right.
I don't know. Capri Sun. I would never say Capri Sun, except they're just fun to open.
Absolutely. And finally, favorite toy as an adult?
My cats. Can I say cats?
You sure can. You're not a freaky cat lady, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, I only have 7 or 8.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's good. Moderation is good. That's
yeah.
Michaela Watkins, the backup plan, opens Friday. Go check it out. Thank you so much for the time, and I can't wait to talk to you again. You're fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Have fun in Syracuse.
Absolutely. Michaela Watkins, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.